This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is now the juicy part of the lecture. The conditions of joking. Now that we've established that Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did make jokes with his companions, did play around with them. He wasn't a moody type of person that we may think, or how the media portrays him to be. A bloodthirsty, barbaric individual who never smiles, and when they draw him, he looks all dejected and angry and furious. La wallah. Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajli said, never did a Messenger of Allah ever look at me except that he was smiling. So what are the six conditions? Condition number one, when you do joke, you don't mock the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, my brothers and my sisters, takes you out the fold of Islam. Even if you are joking, don't turn around and say, I was only joking. He knows he's wrong. But then he turns around and says, I was just joking. Why does it take you out the deen of Islam? There was an incident that took place, I believe, the Ghazwa of Tabuk, expedition of Tabuk, where one of the participants of this battle began to make fun of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. You know what he said? مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلْ هَؤُلَاءِ. I didn't see anybody like them. لَا أَرْغَبَ بُطُونًا وَلَا أَكْذَبَ أَلْسِنًا وَلَا أَجْبِنْ عِنْدَ اللِّقَاءِ. Those who are, or anyone more than them who is, or should I say, anyone who is more cowardly, lying, and who want food so much, who are more cowardly, lying, and who love to eat more than them people. Is that a joke, brothers and sisters? To say that about the Messenger of Allah and his companions? That's not a joke. One of the companions heard and he became furious and went running to the Messenger. And by that time, the Messenger was already informed by way of revelation, and the verses came down. What were the verses? وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبْ. If you ask them why they did that, they would say, we was only joking, was only playing. We only said whatever we said to pass time. And Allah says, say to them, O Muhammad, أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِيُونَ. Was it that you mocked Allah, His verses, His signs, and His messenger? لا تعتذروا. Don't make any more excuses. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Indeed, you have disbelieved after Iman came to you. And they were joking. And Allah is telling us they've left the fold of Islam. Who got away? He's become a kafir. And we might sit around spectating, laughing and joking, and maybe even forwarding it to others. I remember, subhanAllah, very, very long time ago, right? I was playing football, Leicester, Spinney Hill Park. And then there was his brother. I still see walking around from time to time. And every time he scored, he would turn around and he would do this, pointing to Jesus. He goes, thanks to Jesus. And he would also say every time he scored, the Quran is a Harry Potter book. Quran is a Harry Potter book. This is an example of someone, right, when uttering such statement would expel his own soul from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. People are mocking the salah in videos that they're spreading on TikTok. It's sad. I'm sure every single one of us have come across these kind of videos, right? The second one, that when you do joke, you joke truthfully. Prophet ﷺ said in hadith, ويل للذي يحدث فيكذب ليضحك به القوم ويل له ثم ويل له. Woe to the one. When he jokes, he lies in order to make people laugh. Woe to him, woe to him. The Messenger of Allah has made dua against him. And what did Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu say to the Messenger of Allah وسلم, that I mentioned earlier? Oh Messenger of Allah, innaka tuda'ibuna, you play with us. He said, na'am, yes I do. But I don't say other than the truth when I do joke and play with you. He spoke the truth. The reason why I'm very, very passionate about this topic, my brothers and my sisters, many, many years back, one of my relatives came up to me and he told me that my grandmother, she fell from the balcony. How do you think my reaction is going to be when somebody says that to me? You'll be shocked, sah? And then he turns around and he says, oh, April Fool's Day, and he runs off. Is that really a joke? Third condition was, we haven't taken it yet. أن لا يكون فيه ترويع. When you do joke, you don't terrify the one that you're joking with. How many times have I seen at the bus stop? People are standing around, maybe even classmates. The bus is coming, grabs him, does this and then pulls him back. Sahih? Witnessed that before? And he says, oh, I was just joking, don't get angry. What do you mean don't get angry? He just terrified me. And at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abdurrahman ibn Abi Layla, he mentioned that they were traveling with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to war. One of the companions went to sleep and he had a habl. He had a rope. Right? After he woke up, he was shocked. Where is it gone? He started looking for it. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw this, right, he told the companions who took it for a joke, لا يحل لمسلم أن يروع مسلما. It is not lawful for a Muslim to terrify another Muslim. Sometimes you find guys running behind you, making these dog noises, or scaring you while you're asleep. Or today, what do? He takes water while somebody's sleeping and he pours it on his face. And then he wakes up in shock. He wakes up in shock. TikTok. يحصل ولا لا. This is a reality, brothers. We're not here to speak about generics. We're here to tackle current issues. These are some serious things. That does not fall in line with what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth one, brothers and sisters, is not to be excessive in the jokes that you make. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. Don't be excessive in joking. Don't become known as a joker, as a clown. Excessive joking, it kills the heart. See how you feel at times when you're sitting around and you're just engaging in false talk, making jokes about others and ridiculing this one, that one. See how you feel after that. I felt like that before. I didn't know or understand the reason why. Didn't think that it was haram. But we'd feel that kind of like emptiness in our hearts, right? Perhaps maybe because of that. Even Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الْمِزَاحِ اسْتُخُفَّ بِهِ. Whoever's excessive in making jokes, people will never take him seriously. People will never take him seriously. You'll always be the class clown, the joker. And when you want to be serious, they'll start laughing at you. Number five, not mocking and ridiculing others when making jokes. What did Allah Azza wa say in Surah Al-Hujurat, which teaches a lot of etiquettes? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. O you who believe, do not mock and ridicule and make fun of one another. Tayyib, what if that individual doesn't mind? Do you mind if I make jokes on you? He goes, wallah, I don't mind. Allahu Akbar. Doesn't mind. We're living in that kind of society that if you can't take jokes, they make even more of a joke out of you. Sah? I can't take jokes now. Making jokes about his weight or her weight, that's not funny. Even then he's saying to me, wallahi, I don't mind, you can say whatever you want. How do you know he doesn't mind? Wallahi, he's probably really suffering inside, hurt. He's going to go into depression when he goes home, feel insecure about himself, but he just doesn't want to make it apparent to you that this joke is hurting him. Even if he doesn't mind, you have been commanded by Allah Azza wa Jalla not to make these jokes and not to ridicule him and make fun of him. Walala, Allah told you, oh, you who believe. Are you not somebody who believes? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would say, right, whenever you hear, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, make sure you listen attentively. فَأَرْعِهَا سَمْعَكَ, because you're about to be told of something extremely important, something that you're going to be commanded with and that which you're going to be prohibited from. And you know what's even more worse than that, brothers and sisters? Mocking someone in how Allah Azza wa Jalla created him. The way his nose is. The way his nose is. Is he in control of that? The way his eyes have been created, the way his ears are. Making jokes of him saying dwarf ears. Or he looks like this, or he looks like that. That's how Allah created him. Why did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لا تسب الريح, don't curse the wind? Huh? Who can tell me? See who's got Kitab al-Tawheed on. Huh? Sorry? Yani it is Allah subhanahu that created and sent it. It's ma'mura, umirat. It's been commanded. Huh? To destroy this and to leave that. Sometimes it's unbearable, the wind. You see trees flying around. It's Allah Azza wa Jal that sent it. So if you're now insulting something that doesn't have control over itself, who in reality are you insulting? Allah Azza wa Jal, right? That's how deep it is. That's how profound it is. Also, the Messenger told us, لا تسب الدهر, do not insult the time. Let me ask you guys a question. The last day before the 1st of January 2022 kicked in, what were the people posting on social media? What were they saying about the previous year that's just gone by? Jazakallah khair. They were insulting it. They were, using profanity, speaking ill. The corona that was sent, who sent it? It was Allah Azza wa Jalla sent it. You now insulting what what the corona caused. It's Allah Azza wa Jalla caused it. And he just used this as a means to either bring good to people's lives, huh, or to test them in many different ways. Number six, last one, huh? اختيار الوقت المناسب, to choose an appropriate time to joke. Is it appropriate for one to be making jokes while you're walking towards the funeral? And I've seen it before. Someone just passed away and this guy is making jokes with one another. هذا ليس وقتا مناسبا. This is not an appropriate time. Right? You have to choose also the time to be joking with your parents. Again, on TikTok, subhanAllah, youngsters are recording their parents, making fun of them. Some even trip up their parents and then he puts on social media because he knows he's going to get hit. How's that a joke? Your parent? Subhanallah.